is Remy from At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. After the late Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, was killed in a U.S. airstrike last week, Iran has appointed Mojtaba Khamenei as the successor of the regime. The son of the previous late Supreme Leader has been recently elected by the Iranian clerical leadership. As war tensions rise, oil prices surge, with crude oil surpassing $100 per barrel. Potential critical freezing rain warnings for the Greater Montreal area are in effect from Environment Canada. Expect freezing rain of 20 to 30 millimeters from Wednesday into Thursday, says the federal agency, advising people to consider delaying any non-essential travel. Hydro-Québec is yet to make a statement as they wait for a more precise forecast. Montreal has introduced a long-term plan for homeless encampments. On February 20th, newly elected Ensemble Montréal announced the protocol would include access to sanitary facilities, a dedicated cleaning team with specialized intervention training, and storage services. Mayor Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, in a press release, stresses that the encampments will not be permanent and that the protocol is rooted in, quote, the rights and dignity of all Montrealers, unquote. I'm Lorena Coutin-Borossian with CJLO News.
I was on Molly, you were on me. Were you just a vision, did you want me? Is it to be or not to be? Is this to be or not to be? I was on Molly, you were on me. Were you only kidding, did you want me? Is this for me or not for me? Is this to be or not to be? I'm a seeing a vision. When I'm a risen, I risen. Shot me with a kiss, oh, looking for affection. Bad with my money, needed time, peace. I'm bad little bunny tryna lie on me. I can't even see competitors. Reckon you're the same, but I'm too damn reckless. I'm too damn separate. Now I see two of you. Are you separate? Yeah, I took a lot tonight. I cannot see with my own two eyes. I cannot live with my own eyes. Yeah. And I'm not awake or alive. I can't even say no. And I got a date with the devil. I'm Molly, you were on me. Were you just a vision, did you want me? Is it to be or not to be? Is this to be or not to be? I was on Molly, you were on me. Were you only kidding, did you want me? Is this for me or not for me? Is this to be or not to be? Oh, I'm a seeing a vision.
Bond to Be by Led by Her. You're listening to this week's episode of Bikini Broadcast. This week is about spring. I'm looking out the window here at the station. It's 6:04 p.m. and it's still light out. So I think that's time to celebrate. I hope everyone got outside yesterday, and this morning was really nice as well. Although you can already like feel it in the air. I was walking around campus, and you can definitely tell it's getting cooler again. And I guess now there's going to be this like ice storm, which I'm getting increasingly worried about. I feel like suddenly everyone's freaking out, and now I'm like, should I be freaking out? But you know, we'll survive. Hopefully not too many power outages after that. I guess this is like the Bikini Broadcast weather report all of a sudden. But yeah, let's hear Extraordinary Machine by Fiona Apple.
I certainly haven't been shopping for any new shoes. And I certainly haven't been spreading myself around. I still only travel by foot, and by foot it's a slow climb. But I'm good at being uncomfortable, so I can't stop changing all the time. I notice that my opponent is always on the go. Won't go slow so's not to focus. And I notice he'll let you ride with any guide as long as they go fast from whence he came. But he's no good at being uncomfortable, so we can't stop staying exactly the same. If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it, the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me or treating me mean. I'll make the most of it. I'm an extraordinary machine. I seem to you to seek a new disaster every day. You deem me due to clean my view and be at peace and lay. I mean to prove, I mean to move in my own way and say I've been getting along for long before you came into the play. I am the baby of the family, it happens so. Everybody cares and wears the sheep's clothes while they chaperone. Curious, you're looking down your nose at me while you appease. Courteous to try and help, but let me set your mind at ease. If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it, the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me or treating me mean. I'll make the most of it, I'm an extraordinary machine. Do I soar? But the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me or treating me mean. I'll make the most of it. I'm an extraordinary machine. If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it. The road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me. Treating me mean. I'll make the most of it. I'm an extraordinary machine.
To navigate the fear she made it all.
That was Driving Sideways. So 2 days ago, I guess, was International Women's Day, and if I were any other show, but yeah, so I was finally on the train to Ottawa, and that Amy Mann song came on, Driving Sideways, just as, okay, our train backwards, and I was like, why are we going backwards? And I thought it was just like a little detour or something to like, because maybe we'd taken like a detour in the first place, and my seat was
this world alone.
Are you a Concordia undergrad? Want to help make more funding for student jobs and projects? Then vote yes for CURE from March 17th to 19th. CURE Concordia is a student group that makes student jobs working on cool projects. For every cent you give us, we double it and give it back in student jobs. We've raised over $300,000 for student jobs, and next year, we're funding another $132,000. And that's on a fee levy of only 8 cents a credit. With this increase, we'll be able to fund 3 times as many jobs for current or just graduated Concordia undergrads, and they'll be working full-time to give funding, workshops, consulting, and other services directly to Concordia students. We want you to leave a job with CURE proud of the work you've done, making a difference in your community, and having new skills that give you a real leg up in your career. On March 17th, 18th, and 19th, watch the email address associated with your Concordia account for an email from the CSU with your ballot in the CSU election. And if you want to help us give students good jobs, vote yes for CURE.
You want some hip-hop, you want some R&B? Tune into The Limelight, 6 to 8 every Saturdays, right here on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. That's what's up.
Hello, it's me, Michael Phelps, from swimming. When I'm not busy swimming from the center of the Pacific Ocean to the nearest shore, I'm listening to 1690 AM.
That was Rap Boys with their song Anywhere off their new album Singing to an Empty Chair. Not this past Friday, but the Friday before, I was able to catch their show at Bar La Ritz in like Mile X, and it was really good. Yeah, I kind of talked about them last time I had my show, because I just heard them on Aviva's show, The Alley, and I listened to the full album. I was like, this is really good, and then saw that they were playing Montreal that week, so I was like, okay, I want to go. And I showed up like a little late. I kind of missed the opener, which sucked, but it sucked that I missed the opener, not that the opener sucked. But it was like packed, which I've been to a really full show before at Bar La Ritz, and it's kind of like unfortunate because it's just like one level and the stage is not that much higher up. But I was at the back, I was on my own, so it was fine. I was kind of managed to like squeeze through, and I was ended up like pretty close to the front by the end, which is nice. My strategy, I discovered this in the moment, and now like hot tip for if you're alone at a concert, is I was at the back, and then someone like two people, a group, walked through the crowd in front of me. They like squeezed through the people next to me, and while they were being annoying and like squeezing through the crowd and pushing, then I just like went right behind them, so then I could follow them in the open space that they created by shoving. And I did that twice in two separate occasions, and it worked. But I guess what, okay, I have like a whole planned out rant, because literally for the whole like first half of the concert I was so annoyed, because not because I was at the back, like I'm fine being at the back, but genuinely everyone in the crowd was still as hell. They're all like rocks standing there, and I'm like, girl, do not. And Anywhere, the song that I just played, is my favorite song from the album, and it's so fun. I was like listening to it nonstop, and I'm like, I want to dance to this. But even once I got to the front, the people, there was literally a guy in front of me, front row, during their other like most upbeat song, was literally standing there like not even head bobbing. And I'm like, genuinely don't be at the front. Like, this is my motto. I'm like, get lit or go to the back. Because it, even if like you don't want to dance, that's fine, but if you want to dance and you see someone in front of you that's not dancing, it's like so discouraging. And also it just like looks like you don't want to be there. Sorry, like the performers want to see you having fun, I want to see you having fun. So I guess, yeah, it was also like all millennials, so I don't know if that's, no millennial hate, but I don't know if that's a thing. I feel like I've noticed that where a lot of millennials, especially even like music millennial fans, will just like stand at a concert still with their baseball caps. And I'm like, what about like shimmying your shoulders? Whatever happened to that? Did no one teach you that in the early 2000s? I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to move on from this, but I really needed to to complain about that. Yeah. Next song, okay, Toronto band who is coming for a music festival that is being organized by CJLO. If you're on Instagram, you can look up Dead Air MTL, and that's what the festival is called, Dead Air. It's like April, I want to say 8th, 9th, 10th. And yeah, it's going to be, the lineup looks super sick. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure there'll be more information in the following weeks, and I'll probably be playing more of the musicians' stuff on my show. Because there's honestly a lot of great CanCon out there. This is Killer Bee by Kingdom of Birds, and they'll be playing in April, put on by CJLO.
Yeah.
For the Love of It, the title track off the brand new Cootie Catcher album, Something We All Got. It's really fun. If you haven't been listening to Cootie Catcher, you should really get on that. I kind of think they're going to be like big, like really big. Said it here first. I probably actually didn't say it first. But yeah, I feel like they've been doing some pretty big interviews recently with the new album and everything. But yeah, I really like the lyrics to that last one. They also just played on the 4th in Montreal, and I missed it, which is really sad. But if you ever have the chance, if you're from Toronto or just kind of around, you should look out for a show, and hopefully they come back to Montreal eventually too. If you just tuned in, my name is Ingrid. You're listening to Bikini Broadcast every Tuesday at 6 p.m. This week, the songs kind of sound like spring, I hope. They do to my ears a little bit. I got lucky. There's like a lot of songs on this playlist. There was like, they're, I guess, short ones. So we have 15 songs on here. Hopefully we'll get to them all. I think we can do it. Maybe if I shut up a little bit, but a lot of new music too. Yeah, next, Heavenly just dropped a new album, which is kind of crazy because their last stuff was from the 90s. Pretty like classic kind of stuff for my show, so that's what I'm playing next. And after, you'll hear Triples, which I played a few weeks ago too, but I really like their new-ish, I guess, not that new anymore, EP. But check them out too. First is Portland Town by Heavenly, and then you'll hear Be Around by Triples.
I've never been brave, I've never been tough, but sometimes you have to say that's enough. I'm hiding out in the trees once again, lost in the leaves, hide my eyes and I'm
by Triples. We're getting a little grungier with the next few. Who's excited? I am. Found this one on YouTube recommended. This is Take Your Aim by Rocket.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. On Thursday, March 12th, from 6 to 9 p.m., come to Sediments, a vernissage night featuring the work of 8 artists arranged in 5 categories inspired by Edmund Husserl's Cartesian Meditations. Curated by Joe Espada, and find us at A2X, 4001 Rueberry, Apartment 201. On Friday, March 13th, come to Rebodying, a one-night-only show with a selection of live performances and installations curated by Alec Turgeon. Join us at Studio 303, which is located at 372 St. Catherine West on the third floor. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your
Monday
afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your
Monday
afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Mondays at 3 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Keep on whipping on my
That was Lady Beetle by Lucky. Not the rapper, it's Lucky with a Y, obviously. We're coming almost to the end of the show here. It's been an episode about spring. It all started with the song that I'm about to play. It's a song you've probably heard because I've heard it like literally so much in the past week. I've probably even heard it before that, but like I think everyone is so happy about the weather. We just want spring so bad. It was like kind of an evil winter. But yeah, this song came up with some other CJLO people after the Rat Boys show, and I was like, huh, I actually don't know that one. Spoiler alert, Caroline Polachek. But then I heard it in a cafe over reading week, and then I saw it, I started listening to it, and then I saw it on two people's Instagram stories, and then I heard it in another cafe yesterday, and I'm like, wow, what a timely song. Although, hopefully it'll get us through this ice storm. That's what I'll say, is this song is gonna help us through that. But I think it's true. I think spring is coming with a strawberry in its mouth. I'm looking outside again at the window and it's still light out. Guys, isn't that so exciting? Anyway, I'm gonna keep it pretty short so we can hopefully get to the last two songs. First is Spring is Coming with a Strawberry in the Mouth by Caroline Polachek. And after that, also a more upbeat, dancey one, a little bit of trip hop, Six Underground by Sneaker Pimps. Enjoy and have a good night. Tune in next week, 6 p.m.
Dear Louise, there are so many things I want, but mainly, and like everybody,